Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and this week, all week long leading up to Veterans Day, we've got the 7th graders from the Taos Area Middle School reading their essays, and teacher Kelly Frank with us. And Kelly, we are ready for a full week now of some great essays.
We're ready to, Kevin. These kids have practiced writing their speeches, performing their speeches. They are ready to share some nice information with our community about local hometown heroes.
And again, refresh us, there were 9 veterans who visited the school this year?
9 came to our school. The kids wore dresses, dress shirts and ties.
Wow.
We had banners out front, so the minute they pulled into the parking lot, they knew exactly where to walk, right through our Freedom Tunnel.
Nice.
And they told their stories and let us interview them. So it was a really great time.
It sounds like it. Now, who's the young man we have here today?
We have Ethan MVP Hedgeland. Not only is he an essay writer, but he's pretty good at his three-point shot.
Ethan, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Ethan, tell us your essay.
A hero is not measured by their strength, but by their heart, said Zeus off the movie Hercules. Good morning, WKJC. My name is Ethan Hedgeland, and I am from Taos Area Schools. On October 24th, I met 9 real-life heroes. You might think that a hero is all dressed up in a cape and have superpowers, but heroes can be found in our everyday lives. All 9 hometown heroes were amazing and fun to listen to, but one stood out to me. That person was a patriotic symbol of the sea, Marine Cook veteran, Mr. J. Green. First, let's discuss Mr. Green's job. He graduated from the school that I go to, Taos Area Schools. 25 years ago, he served 4 years as a Marine Cook. He went to boot camp in San Diego, California. Through his time at the Marines, he traveled to Israel, Italy, Greece, and South Africa. Wow, that is a lot of places to see. One story that Mr. Green told us that was during the Marine birthday, which is November 10th. He had to serve 5,000 people. Holy cow, that is a lot of people to feed. How proud do you think he would be when he finished all that? Next, I would like to tell you about one of Mr. Green's most memorable moments. When he was on a mission in South Africa, he was assigned. His best friend was right next door. Neither of them knew, so when they saw each other, they were really surprised and happy. They both got to spend about a week together on the same ship for the mission to Africa. That is a very interesting story. One of my classmates asked Mr. Green if he would do it again, and he said he would do it every chance he got. If you see a veteran anywhere, make sure to shake his hand or tell him thank you for his service. Just remember, a hero is not measured by their strength, but by their heart. I hope you enjoyed the story of a hero in everyday clothes, Mr. J. Green.
Ethan, nice job. Were you nervous doing this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. You sounded great. Well, thank you for your essay today.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to do it. And Kelly, we've got a whole week of these interviews, and I'm sure picking even 7 winners had to be tough for you.
I told the kids if I had to choose 50, it would still be tough. We had kids that were really interested and inspired by our veterans. The big thing is, every single time the veterans leave the school, one of the kids or more will come up to me and say, I feel safer now, Mrs. Frank. And I think that's a great thing.
I agree. Well, we've got 4 more interviews to get to before we wrap things up at the end of the week and head into Veterans Day on Saturday. Thank you, Kelly, and thank you to all the kids. And again, you can hear these interviews at our website, too. The podcast is at WKJC.com.